Since he was young, Andy was told he needed to go to college. His parents, a food stalker at a grocery market and a house cleaner, didn't want him to experience financial hardships like they did after migrating from Mexico. So much so that Andy's father would occasionally take him to work so that he, the 10-year-old, could see what a working-class life was like.
He took me to work so I could see how what he goes through every day, because since he didn't go to school, he wanted me to go to school, so I wouldn't be working like him.
Come high school graduation day, Andy was set to go to California State University, Northridge, but plans changed when he realized that he could not afford all the cost of attending the university. Andy did not want to burden his parents with additional financial bills, so he decided to save up money for college.
I see how much they spent on paying the bills, so I decided that I had to work on my own.
In order to become independent, Andy now works at Tumby's Pizzeria, earning minimum wage but saving half of all his paycheck for school.
I have to open the store, so I have to make sure everything's clean, make sure nothing's missing. I have to fill up the soda fridge if there's no sodas. I make boxes. Waking up and knowing that I didn't go to school and I'm missing out on a year, it hurts me and my family as well. All they wanted me to do is go to school so I could be something in life. They tell me every day to go back to school, and I respond to them by saying that I will, but I just need to get my money, so I won't have to depend on them so much.
Do you think you're missing out on anything in college?
At times, yeah, I do. Everything in general. I bought a book on Amazon. I know that if I read, it will help me out to get my brain going again.
Andy's parents worry that their son will not go back to school.
My dad talks to my mom, so my mom could also encourage me to go back to school.
Andy's parents agreed to be interviewed to talk about this, then changed their mind and canceled the interview. But Andy has other supporters. Andy has been meeting up with his high school volleyball coach after morning practices at Locke High School for help in getting back on track with school. Here is Coach Jesus Sandoval.
When he told me he started working at his pizza place right now, I followed up with a question and said, okay, so how is this going to benefit you in the long run? He informed me right away that he was having some problems getting into school. And when he asked me if there was anything, you know, I could do to help him out, I said, you know what, we have someone coming in from Santa Monica College. And he was ecstatic to hear the news that there, you know, he can actually find someone right away to talk to. So when he reached out to me, I just said, hey, come on to school, we'll talk. He decided to come in because he was very eager to, you know, pursue his higher education.
SMC, or Santa Monica College, is about a fourth the cost of CSUN and would allow Andy to begin school immediately.
He's a person that likes to set goals for himself, goal-oriented young man. He's always ready for a challenge. I'm eager to see what's going to come.
Andy's plan is to attend SMC with the hopes of transferring to another four-year university, an accomplishment that would make Andy's parents happy.
It's tough, but I know I could get through it.
Jen Velez, Vandenberg Radio News.